Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, my guest is Lorraine Brennan, and she is working with CPR. She's the senior executive vice president. And I know, Lorraine, I don't want to mess that up. So before I even go any further, please tell me if I got your title correct, and then tell us a bit about yourself and what CPR does.
Thank you, Jeff. My actual title is senior vice president, programs and international. And in addition to that, I'm an adjunct professor at Georgetown Law School in Washington, D.C.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for correcting me. I try to memorize that. But why don't you tell us a bit about what you do in regards to programs and international? What does that consist of? What are some of the projects that you work on?
Okay, I just want to give a 1 minute introduction to CPR.
Sure, yeah.
Not know a lot about us. The CPR acronym does not stand for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. I think the metaphor is actually a good one, because one of the things that appears to be broken, not only in this country, but in many other countries, is the court system. And 31 years ago, Jim Henry, the founder of CPR, decided that there had to be a better way than forcing people into court. And he got his corporate buddies together, and they founded the CPR Institute. Now, 31 years later, we're still going strong, and we're primarily a corporate and major law firm-based membership institution. And we are here to assist our corporate and law firm members in enhancing how they resolve their disputes, whether that be through mediation or other forms of alternative dispute resolution.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You asked me to explain what I did here exactly.
Right, yes.
I'm in charge of our programs, including our annual meeting, which takes place every January in New York City. And I'm also in charge of all our international initiatives in Asia, Europe, and Brazil at the moment.
So it keeps you busy, huh?
Keeps me on a lot of airplanes, yes.
Right. So I wanted to talk a bit about, too, is, as you mentioned, the annual conference, which is going to be in New York City. And at the time of this taping, it's December, so it's only a couple of weeks away. It's something that I've actually attended 2 years ago, and I enjoyed it a lot. But it sounds like from what I was reading about for the 2011 annual meeting, it seems like it's definitely something that caught my attention, which led me to reaching out to you and wanted to talk to you. It seems like there's really this interactive element that quite often I'm sure that you've experienced it and I have experienced it going to some of these conferences and meetings. It's the last word that comes to your mind is interactive. So could you tell us a bit about the approach that you're taking this year?
Yeah, one of the things that I was very careful to do is to listen to what CPR members were saying they wanted. Every year we get an advisory committee together, and that is corporate members and law firm members and academics. And we brainstorm about what we can do at the annual meeting and what are some of the new formats that we might want to try. This year we have some, I think, very exciting things, such as we've got a mass claims workshop. Many years ago, we did a similar exercise based on the World Trade Center, where we asked people to play the role of different stakeholders in the World Trade Center disaster, the insurance companies, the families, the 9/11 families, the firefighters, etc. And we recorded it, and we've used that video for training for years. So we thought the time was right to redo that, and this year's mass claims workshop is based on a mythical oil spill off a mythical state in the United States of America.
And mythical?
Yes, mythical, because we don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
What we will do is we'll have the different stakeholders represented. We'll ask the conference attendees to sit at a table. They won't know until they sit down who they are, whether it be the fishermen, whether it be the restaurant owners, whether it be the insurance companies. And then we'll do a three-hour mock mediation and see how CPR members would work out this situation. What makes this even more interesting, I think, is that we've invited Rupert Bondy, the general counsel of British Petroleum, to be one of our keynote speakers. So there should really be some very, very interesting interaction with that group. Another thing that we did that just sounded like a lot of fun was we put together a mock tribunal consisting of three very well-known judges, Charlie Renfrew, the chairman of the board at CPR, Fern Smith, a former federal judge, and Tim Lewis, also a former federal judge. And we're going to present mock arguments before that tribunal on two hot topics. One, third-party financing of disputes, which is very controversial. Basically, venture capital firms are coming in and buying up people's disputes, and
okay.
argue whether that has something to do with the neutrality, and we'll see what happens at the meeting. And then, in addition to third-party disputes, we're going to argue whether these economical litigation agreements are constitutional. So that's going to be a very lively panel. And then we're doing one panel on ethics, where we're actually asking the audience to pre-submit their ethical dilemmas. And the top, some of the top mediators in the world will be leading that session. So that should be really quite interesting and entertaining, I think.
Yeah, no, it sounds pretty full on. If I want to go back to a second here in regards to you're talking about the mock mediation that'll go for 3 hours, and it's really good the timing of you bringing that up, because in a recent podcast I had spoken with somebody from Columbia University, and I participated. They had this mock simulation, negotiation simulation, where they did something very similar. And when I was speaking, giving feedback to the graduate students, I was saying, this is brilliant that you're doing this, because it's something very tough, if not impossible, to find when you're out there in the professional world. And I was trying to think of places that do something like this, and I couldn't really think of any. But now that you mentioned you'll be doing this in the conference, I think that's a there's that void that I think exists a lot for the professionals in our field to have that opportunity to engage each other and be able to learn in sort of like a debriefing session, but as you're going through it through the simulation. So I think the idea behind that, I think, is really good. Have you ever done something like that similar before?
Well, as I mentioned, CPR did the World Trade Center.
Right.
I was not at CPR at the time, but I've gotten a lot of very positive feedback on that particular exercise. And I should add that the person running the small this mass claims workshop at our meeting is Debbie Greenspan, the former deputy special master for the September 11 compensation fund. So here's somebody who knows inside out the issues that come up in this kind of mass disaster.
Right. So then she'll be able to provide that feedback of being there in an actual real situation to bring to them during the mock mediation, which
it just adds to the, I think, the credibility of the entire exercise to have somebody with her expertise involved.
And plus, I also think I look at it, look, you have members from all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Right. So then you'll have people there, which I always find unique to find, as you have these people sitting here together at the table from possibly not only different parts of the country, but also different parts of the world to get their unique perspective. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to learn. And it sounds like it's wonderful. So the conference is, as we're running out of time here, for those that are interested in learning a bit more information about, say, the conference or just in general about CPR, and maybe if they're interested in maybe attending a training or even maybe being on the panel, how do they go about contacting you or just CPR in general?
Well, I think the best place to start is CPR's website, which has just a wealth of information, and that's CPRADR.org. And you'll find information about the annual meeting, about our trainings, about all kinds of activities that we're involved in.
And by the way, for those that are listening and are wondering what that noise is, it's Lorraine is based in New York City, and that is the wonderful sounds of the New York City Fire Department going to work. So don't think something wrong is happening, at least not in
the real soundtrack. We're not piping
in. Yeah, no, I don't have a soundboard here. I'm not piping in the sound. Well, Lorraine, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and our audience. I wish your conference success, and I wish CPR success, and I hope to have you on again to talk about some other wonderful programs that you're involved in.
Well, thank you very much, and we here at CPR.